I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A hostage standoff in a Bangladesh cafe ended with 21 people dead last Friday. Several Muslim extremists stormed the cafe, torturing and killing those who couldn't recite Quran verses. After a nine-hour standoff, Bangladeshi special forces fought their way in, putting an end to the siege. Bruce Allen with Forgotten Missionaries International was in Bangladesh last week, and he says,
Islamic State claimed responsibility for Friday's attack, but the Bangladeshi government continues to deny that Islamic State even operates within the country. Instead, they insist that the attack was the work of local terrorists.
So while there are threats to minorities in Bangladesh, believers are still advancing the gospel to their Muslim neighbors, planting churches and baptizing new believers. Read more at missionnews.org. And what impact can a short-term mission trip really have? For one group of travelers to Guatemala, that answer is truly life-changing. In 2009, a group of moms and daughters traveled to Guatemala with Orphan Outreach. Tiffany Taylor Wine says that trip sparked a question.
Our daughters all were like, okay, what are we going to do now? We have to do something to help those kids we saw.
Women for Orphans Worldwide, or WOW, an auxiliary organization, was created to help Orphan Outreach's ministry efforts for those so close to God's heart, the orphaned, the poor, and the vulnerable. WOW chapters have also created libraries and computer labs in several different locations throughout the world. And most recently, a chapter designed and equipped a crisis relief room in the town of Chimaltenango, Guatemala.
They were able to set up a complete room with clothing, diapers, medicines, all the supplies to really make a dramatic impact in the lives of these families living in extreme poverty.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.